Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Wednesday, everyone. How are we, guys?
Ooh. Oh, we're great.
Are you not? You're not nervous?
About maybe giving away $1 million?
No,
yes,
no.
I do get nervous about
no,
that.
No, I mean it's not every day that your boyfriend starts a new TV show because.
Yeah, Chris is working on something good at the moment.
No, I meant tonight.
Actually, I think Australia's going to love it too.
I meant your other boyfriend.
Who's my other boyfriend? Oh, he's not my other boyfriend. Can you?
Mm-mm.
No.
What?
Don't make it. It's unnecessary for you to make it weird.
Are you nervous about chatting to him?
I'm not nervous at all.
You're nervous
unless
about,
you make it weird.
You're nervous about meeting your boyfriend?
I know.
Is that why you wore the blue wiggle outfits?
To
distract us from your nerves? If you don't know, the new Bachelor, which is kicking off tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10, admitted in an interview recently on news.com.au that he's got a bit of a crush on one C. Bickmore.
Celebrity crush. Who is it? Carrie Bickmore. Carrie Bickmore. Boy, that's going to be a fun little angle. Tell me, why do you like Carrie Bickmore?
I've just always thought she's, I don't know. I think she looks like a really nice person and she's very beautiful. So she's like real, I think she's always, yeah, she's like wife material.
Have you met Carrie yet?
I haven't met her, no. So this is going to be interesting after telling you that and then meeting her, but yeah, for now.
Well. That meeting is going to happen very shortly. You made me promise I won't bring that up, though.
Well, I just don't think, what are you going to get him to say it again?
Yeah.
Like, it's just weird.
No, we definitely won't bring that up.
And then I've got to talk to him on the project tonight as well, and I'm sure Pete definitely won't bring that up, too.
Yeah.
Let's is this all you guys are going to talk about today and tonight?
It's going to be a fun show. Stay with us.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, for your Wednesday afternoon and later on the Savo, we're going to give someone a chance of getting in the running for $1 million.
Oh, there is a millionaire amongst us waiting to be made. Hang on. There's someone not a millionaire waiting to be made into a millionaire thanks to $1 million Alpha Bucks. That was seamless. Hey, Bickers, have you ever been on a date with a beaver?
No.
No?
No. When I grew up in Colorado, we had beavers in the backyard.
Oh, so you've never kissed one?
No.
Okay. What about a panda?
No. I've had panda eyes.
Have you?
Yes.
And did you find that worked better when you were dating if you had panda eyes?
No, not often. No.
What about this?
It was usually morning after you'd had panda eyes.
What about that weird cat kind of mouse thing with huge ears? Have you ever been on a date with someone like that?
No, that's gross.
These are scenes from a brand new dating show coming to Netflix. It's called Sexy Beasts.
What?
And people go on dates in this prosthetic makeup. So there's a panda there.
They look like they're in The Masked Singer.
Yes.
But so you go on a date with someone, but they're masked up like they're about to perform on The Masked Singer.
Here is the trailer.
Welcome to the strangest blind date ever.
Hey, how you doing?
Damn.
How are you doing?
Could you fall in love with someone based on personality alone?
What is your ideal woman?
Personality for me is everything.
First, personality second.
You're the best looking devil I've ever seen.
This is really weird right now.
Would you count this as a weird experience for you?
Cheers.
So, I like your fin.
If someone said it wasn't a weird experience for them, you'd have to wonder what they were getting up to in life, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or imagine if they said, because then they reveal, if you do want to date them or not date them, they reveal themselves. Imagine if you went, put the mask back on.
Oh, ouch.
But there's a weird looking like porpoisey thing.
I feel like,
see that
producer
guy?
Sonda, didn't you do something once with Fifi Box or something where you put her in a prosthetic?
Well,
something happened.
We tried to see if her personality was attractive even if she didn't look like herself, and the brief was make her look like Kim Kardashian and she looked like Quasimodo.
How did the date go?
The dates went poorly, but one guy almost cried with relief when she took her prosthetics off because he thought she was seriously unwell.
So is that a man or a woman behind those?
Which one, the beaver?
No, I've got in front of me something with a blowhole.
That's a guy with a blowhole. But he's like that's the one at the end when the chick says, I like your fin.
Oh, right. So it's a dolphin?
Oh, it's something like that,
and then
yeah.
The panda's cute.
The
is
panda's
that a woman?
Really cute. I don't know. It's adorable, though.
Oh, is that the beaver?
Yeah, the beaver's,
the beaver's not
the guy.
Any action.
The guy that said what he's looking for is ass first, personality second.
I was going to say, the beaver's not getting any.
That's good. Yeah. Well, he's ass first.
That's Andy. How weird.
Yes.
God, the world's really searching for things
I want to watch it,
to put on TV.
Do you want to watch it?
Do I want to watch it? I don't know if I care to.
Really?
I'm into more genuine, like, love stuff.
If they rocked up,
like Love on the Spectrum, I'd watch 10 times over this.
Yeah, of course. But they're not the same things.
No, but it's in terms of a dating show.
Sure, sure.
I don't.
Do you think the panda is less likely to put out than the other animals?
Well, pandas, yes. Pandas struggle. Wang Wang and Foonie struggled, didn't
Little
they?
Little lesson for everyone. Yeah. Pandas notoriously hard to make copulate.
Yeah. Wang Wang and Foonie.
Wang Wang doesn't want to. And the other one just wants to have Foon. Oh, no. Give us a call, 131060. I want to know, what did they rock up to the date wearing? Because I know it's not going to be
there'd be funny stuff people would wear.
Yes. Give us a call, 131060. What did they rock up to the date wearing?
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon. And coming up next, today's Fungal in the Jungle Challenge.
Oh, when will your challenges end?
Yesterday we ate worms.
Oh, no.
I think today's actually going to be the hardest one.
Is it?
Yeah.
How? They can't keep getting any harder. I feel like the snake was...
just going to be, okay, it's one bullet to the upper thigh, and if you don't die, you get to wear pants.
No, you're already going in shorts.
Oh,
you lost pants a while ago.
Gone.
So you've asked what weird get-up people have rocked up to dates in, because there's this new reality show where people... It's almost like The Masked Singer, but then you go on dates.
Yes. It's called Sexy Beasts. It's coming to Netflix, and you rock up, and you'll be dating a panda or a...
The panda's fine. I think that's giving the wrong idea.
Yeah.
You'll be dating a weird-looking beaver.
A beaver who said, and his words were, ask first, personality second. So
he's a catch.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
G'day, Nick.
Hey, legends. What's happening?
Oh, not a lot. What did they rock up wearing to a date?
Well, you know, given the two-week lockdown and the extension now, I just want to quickly just say, I just want to give a shout-out to Romani.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Hope you're doing well, legends.
Good on you,
I just
Nick.
Love
Thank
the
you,
idea
brother.
That someone's just listening now that's like, what? It's such a long backstory.
Just Romani. She's the most shouted out person in Australia. G'day, Darlene.
Hi, Tommy.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's great. What did, was it you that rocked up to the date or was it your datee?
A datee.
Okay, what did they rock up wearing?
Okay, tracky dack.
Yep.
Flannelette shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Thongs.
Mm-hmm.
And a schooner of beer in his hand.
Is he now your husband?
No.
Where was it, Darlene? Was it at an RSL or was it
No, he came to my house like that.
He put on his best shirt, though.
Did. And I was absolutely mortified because I quickly got out the front door, closed the door so Mum wouldn't see him. And then I said, where's the car? And he said, oh, I've lost my license. Can you drive?
How long did you bother with the date for, Darlene? How long did you sit there for?
No, we didn't. We didn't go.
How did you get out of it?
I just said, no, sorry, mate. Try again.
Oh, wow. What a shame. Oh,
imagine if it was, sometimes there's millionaires that dress real, in trackies and stuff. Like that's their thing.
Yes.
They like to not look rich and then throw money around. Darlene, was there any chance?
Oh, you think she missed out on a catch?
Was there any chance that he was a billionaire in disguise?
No. We had dated on and off, over the years, but no, that was definitely it. Oh. That was the deal was that no. It was nothing.
Hang on.
She's being lovely now.
Darlene, you were going back to that guy.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bick, has heaps to come on the show, including someone's chance to become a millionaire. Yeah. And we're going to be chatting to the new batch, Jimmy, your boyfriend. But right now, I wanted to talk to you about records because I have broken out my record player.
Like and, vinyl?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had a record player.
I got two from my DJ career back in the day. No big deal. What's that? Did I used to roll up one leg of my pants? I did. Did anyone think it was cool? No.
What was your most played one?
What was my most played one? What does that mean?
Like record.
Oh, I don't know.
What was your DJ name?
Theme One. Theme One, your local DJ. Yeah.
Just your local one. DJ, really shooting yeah. for the stars.
Yeah.
I'd love to DJ something. DJ Bix is in the house. I would love that so much. I don't know anything about vinyl, but I could get my CD collection.
Well, you know how often there are hidden messages in vinyl?
Like, are so, they? Oh, so when you slow it
often if you slow
down.
It down or play it backwards, you won't believe
it's
it.
It's a conspiracy.
Yes. Yeah. Stuff like that, right?
I mean, not robots, but yeah.
I went out and I got Biebs' new song on record, and this is it played normal.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
And I started to fool around with it. And you won't believe what I found. First, I slowed it down.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Cool.
I get my cool. from California.
But now listen closely because I think it says something, right? And I'll be keen to see if you hear the same thing. Because then I reversed it and slowed it down.
Shout out to Romani. Yeah, I get my peaches from Romani.
Is that our first celebrity shout-out?
Yeah,
from Biebs. Wow, we got straight to the top.
No, better let Romani know.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up after 5 o'clock, guys, our clue for $1 million Alpha Bucks.
Yes, but right now, because this is exciting, the new season of The Bachelor kicks off tonight.
Being recorded.
Good, that's helpful.
Eli, our web guy, is recording the meeting because he's a pervert. 7:30 on Channel 10 after the project.
Do you watch these back at night, Eli, when you're bored?
And the star of the show, Jimmy, the new Bachelor, joins us now. Woo! G'day, Jimmy!
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Mate, I'm so excited to chat to you because obviously you are The Bachelor, but you're also a commercial pilot. And my first question is, please tell me you're going to keep doing that. You're not giving that up, are you, and following the reality dream?
No. I'm back flying, which is good. So I've been back for about 5 weeks. Obviously stood down again at the moment with everything that's happening. I've got a couple of flights this month, but I've had a few flights cancelled. But I'm back flying, which is good.
So what sort of pilot are you? What sort of planes are you flying, Jimmy?
I fly Airbus. So, mostly domestic, a little bit international. Yeah.
I actually met someone that works with you and they had a glowing recommendation. Despite me looking for dirt and being like, what's he like? Is he a prick? He's like, nah, mate, he's the best.
Oh, that's good to know. And Tommy, I've got to say, mate, I'm sorry for stealing your gig as well, because I'm sure a lot of the girls, when they saw me on the red carpet, were hoping you'd be there.
So. I know. Do you know what? I didn't realise how much you two had in common too, because I was reading all up about you. You've both done marathons. You're both pilots. Yeah, only you found love. So there's a lot of similarity there. And just Tommy's still alone.
Yeah, okay. Jimmy, you are in you're in lockdown at the moment. Mm. Please tell me that whoever you found love with is not locked down with you, because I imagine that's a surefire way to break things pretty quickly.
That might be for you, but for everybody else.
For everybody.
I would love for her to be here. That'd be great. But no, unfortunately, we haven't been able to see each other in a little bit with everything that's going on. So we do get rendezvous every now and then, but it's a bit difficult for us to do them now. So when we are together for the rendezvous, though, we're locked in together. No leaving, so...
Is rendezvous a fancy French word for a conjugal visit?
Conjugal? Conjugal?
What's the word?
You should know.
Did I get it wrong?
Conjugal.
Conjugal.
Is it?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
Who's been to jail here?
We get picked up in the darkness of night, separately, taken to a secret location, locked in for a few days, and we just hang out, which is great. So
that you
just
hang out. Hot as hell.
I have a question. So my son is very much into becoming a pilot. But as a mum, I have reservations because being a pilot means you're away a lot. And I'm concerned for your new love. Are you just going to be on the road all the time and never around?
No. Look, we do mostly at the moment. I'm doing mostly domestic, but the goal is to do international. So yeah, I'll be gone for maybe a week, but then you're back for a long period of time as well. So it's all right. But you do need someone pretty independent though. Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, I love that we're getting to interview you because I have been listening to previous interviews you've done. You did a great chat with the great man Bucky from news.com.au. And I believe we've got a bit of what you said when you were asked about your celebrity crush here.
Celebrity crush, who is it? Carrie Bickmore. Carrie Bickmore. Boy, that's going to be a fun little angle. Tell me, why do you like Carrie Bickmore?
I've just always thought she's... I don't know. I think she looks like a really nice person, and she's very beautiful. So she's like real. I think she's always, she's like wife material.
Have you met Carrie yet?
I haven't met her. No. So this is going to be interesting after telling you that and then meeting her. But down for now.
Which was, mate, it was lovely. And obviously I didn't want to make it awkward and I'm sure you don't either, Jimmy, and Biggers doesn't. So that's why we will just leave you guys to it. See ya.
Just address the elephant in the room.
We'll just walk out.
I don't think
good
ridiculous.
Luck. Good luck because you're on your own.
I apologise, but you know what? I've just got to say it frankly. I've loved you for a long time, Carrie. I think you're great. So
thank you, Jimmy.
I apologise to make it awkward.
No, I was very flattered. It's lovely. And, I hope your new partner agrees.
Don't worry. She had a good laugh about it. It's all good.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I mean, what makes this even more awkward? Oh, now Jesse's left the building. What makes it even more awkward is we have to chat again tonight on the project. So it's twice in one day.
We do. I never think I'd be that lucky. So.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, so tell me more about yourself, Jimmy.
So Carrie,
what do you like to do on the weekends, Jimmy?
You come here often?
Yeah.
I like to get out and about. I'm pretty...
If you gave me that answer, Jimmy, I'd be right out of there. Don't tell me you like to get out and about. Give me something interesting.
You're making me nervous. I think I'm a bit like Tommy. I just cruise around the eastern suburbs and you know, this music's great.
And, no, and there's no one left in the studio to turn it off.
I'm a pretty knock around normal guy. On the weekends, I'm out and about exercising and stuff. So,
and you got a dog, yeah?
Got my dog Billy. I like to play the Billy card because girls always like the dog factor.
Does Billy feature in the show?
Billy features very heavily in the show.
Right.
And because Billy was she's my love before going to this. So poor old Billy's been kicked to the side, stuck in a kennel, and the new girl's taken over.
Great. Well, I don't have any more questions for you. Can you tell them to come back in? This is weird now. Hold on. Just hold there. Hold on. They've gone, Jimmy. So we got to go to a song, but I will see you in a few hours' time on the project.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Thanks for chatting.
I'll just hang here on my own with the music. Thanks, Jimmy.
See you, Carrie. Bye. I'll speak to you tonight.
Yeah,
bye.
See ya.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I have come back in the studio because Dan.
Yes, thank you for that. Could you have come back in sooner?
Well, I was going to come in when it stopped being awkward, and then it didn't stop being awkward, so I just stayed out. If you have just joined us, we just chatted with Jimmy, the new Bachelor, who admitted
premieres
that he
on Channel 10 tonight,
7:30, straight after the project. Who admitted that he had a celebrity crush, and that was the one Barry Kickmore sitting across from me. We thought to get the other side of the story. Joining us now, my best friend and your partner, Chris. G'day, Chris.
Morning.
Did you
it's
hear?
Afternoon, but
it's 10 to 4.
What's happening? I just listened to your show and listened to the conjugal visit you just had with Jimmy.
What is it? We couldn't work out the word.
Yeah, how do you say
conjugal?
That word? Yeah, conjugal.
Yeah,
because you threw me off.
Tommy slipped in another letter.
Yeah. Are you threatened by the scintillating chemistry that can only be described as so awkward?
I mean, I hope our first date was more
I mean, I hope on our first date I didn't say I've run out of questions. Did you hear that? Well,
you haven't run out of questions.
No, I haven't shut up since. We do have. You should hear this bit. Okay. I honestly had nothing else to ask him. Okay. Well, I don't have any more questions for you. Can you tell them to come back here? This is weird now. Hold on. Just hold there. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, you would then wouldn't come back in. He just sat there
They've
with
gone.
The music playing.
They've gone, Jimmy. So,
we got to go to a song.
But also, you said they've gone. He'll be able to see on camera that you were pointing
so
to me and talking
Jesse
to me.
Jesse informed me that they watched the whole thing unfold where you could see me going, come back in at the side of frame.
Yeah, you could hear it. So I could hear it through
my phone. Can we put that up on at Carrie Tommy Show on the socials? It's one of the
me
funniest things I've ever
door.
Seen. Desperately trying to get people back in the room.
So, walks. Has Carrie ever asked you what you like to do and you said, just get out and about?
I mean, not really. I mean, it's a really weird thing for to say because we go out and about together. I mean, you asked me if I'm a bit threatened by him. As I was listening to the segment, I looked him up on the internet, and he's a fair piece. Like,
hang on,
have you seen him?
Should we get him back and you and him can have it?
Well, I was just thinking, you've got another chance tonight.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and coming up very soon, our most controversial segment is back.
Oh, get ready to field those complaints, Pip and Belle on the phones. But up next, Bickers, this is exciting.
Isn't it? It's a little fun game on the side.
Oh, do it, Jesse.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
Today is the 36th edition of the Time Game. So what a great time to listen back to the very first time that Carrie and Tommy played the Time Game together.
Okay, so when I say go now, but don't count your head, because if you count your head, you're just going to work out the time.
Oh, I've got to count in my head. How else am I going to count?
Then. I just quickly thought how long it felt.
How do you tell if I'm counting in my head or not?
Can't count in your head. Ready, set, go. I'm counting in my head.
Wow, compelling. This week, the jackpot is up to...
$3,600.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
$3,600 are on the line.
We're going to play next.
And you can count in your head if you want. Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, this is exciting, Bickers.
I can see the calls coming through. The phones are ringing off their socks.
Off their socks and off their jocks, Jesse.
Time for mine. Banana for fine. Fee-fi for mine. Time game. Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
$3,600 is what's up for grabs. All you have to do, be one with time. Jesse's going to say start. You say stop. If it's exactly 5 seconds that... has gone on the clock, then the money is yours. Erin, how does that sound?
That sounds awesome.
All right, let's get stuck straight into it. Best of luck.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. Felt a bit quick on the
buttons. Felt more of a four area.
Erin, how did you feel?
I think it was a little bit too early.
Well, you do have four letters in your name, so usually that is the correlation, and will be in the fours. Scientists have studied that.
You've studied that for far too long.
Blokes and clerks.
Jess, how long was it?
4.73.
Not too bad, Erin. Not too bad. Lucy, you ready to play?
Yes.
Oh, Luce, I just want to give you the money now. Okay, Lucy, what would you do with $3,000?
Get myself a car.
That sounds pretty good.
That's good savings.
$3,000. What are you doing? Why are you skimming $600 off the top for poor Lucy?
She might want to spend something now.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll give her the $600.
Okay, because it sounded like you thought because Lucy's young that you could get away with just pocketing a bit of the cash.
I thought it was too specific for a seven-year-old.
Okay. Hey, Lucy, when Jesse says start, you just say stop when you think exactly 5 seconds are up and best of luck, okay?
Okay.
Start.
Oh,
Jesse's looking.
Lucy, I've never seen.
I reckon it's very close, but not quite on it, because Jesse's very excited, but he looks a little bit disappointed. And I think he wanted to give you the money too.
Lucy, I've never seen Jesse with this look on his face.
I can't tell. Is that disappointment or excitement?
I don't know.
I can't tell either.
Lucy, we can't see the stopwatch.
Lucy.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
4.99.
Closest we've ever been, Lucy.
Ever.
Do I get a prize?
Good girl, Lucy. Yeah, good girl. Your mum, dad trained you well.
What have you got there, Jesse?
Well, last time we had someone get really close, Bick has promised that if we never gave it away, we'd give it to the next closest person. So that's still on the table. But
surely we've got something fun.
We can also give Lucy a $50 DoorDash voucher as well, all thanks to DoorDash.
Definitely.
Yeah, yes. Good on you, Lucy.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank
Lucy.
You.
Just before we let you go, what was the secret to being so good? What advice have you got for other people?
Well, we count it on our hands.
Okay. There you go. That's how you do it.
Call back another day, Lucy. Oh, that was so stressful and so fun.
But don't worry. There is nothing that kids love more than $3,600 than a DoorDash voucher.
DoorDash. I'd take the DoorDash voucher. Tim, you'd take a DoorDash voucher too, wouldn't you?
Electric, yes, because electric stuff. G'day, Tim.
How we doing?
Yeah, good, mate. All you have to do is say stop when 5 seconds is up. A 7-year-old nearly just did it, so you should be fine. Tim, are you ready?
Yeah, mate.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Felt a bit on the quick side there, Tim. I don't know. How'd you feel about it?
Probably too quick.
Okay.
4.74.
Oh, not bad. That was for the second time today. Wow.
Time for one more?
Yep.
Stav, how are you?
Oh, hi. Good, thank you.
All the best. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am. I am.
Okay,
go for it.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. Don't know if there was enough urgency there on the button, Stav. How did it feel?
Oh, maybe a little bit long.
Okay, Jesse.
6.16.
Oh, we jackpot next week.
Carrie and Tommy. Ooh. Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon. And coming up after 5 o'clock, a clue that could help you win $1 million Alpha Bucks.
Because was there a reason that you've dressed as a wiggle today?
I'm just wearing a blue turtleneck.
Yes.
I mean, I did have to record something for the project, and I did say to the guy when I put it on, do I look like a wiggle? And he was like, nah. And then I walked downstairs, and you were like, why do you look like a wiggle?
Well, I thought we could do it, use it as inspiration to bring back our most complained about segments.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Hello, long, till they tell us we're wrong.
So if you're listening now, you are in on the joke. Very soon we're going to start talking about, in this case, the Wiggles. And everything we say, or almost everything, is going to be completely wrong. We're going to ask people for their favourite Wiggles memories. And that's when they're going to ring in and complain because they'll have tuned in a few seconds' time.
They're like, that's not
right. Yeah, that's not right. But that's where you guys who are in on the joke, that's where you come in. Because we need you to call as well on 131060 and back us up in our wrong assertions and maybe even put some of your own in there.
Yeah, and then tell those other callers they're wrong.
Yes. The game starts now. God, I love the Wiggles. Should we do this on 131060? What about we talk about our favourite
Wiggle moment?
Yeah.
Favourite wiggle or wiggle moment? Because for me, when they brought in the pink wiggle, I was about time that we brought a woman into this show.
Yes, pink. That's right. Because obviously I'm a bit colourblind, but mine was the teal wiggle because I always thought
it
rhymed.
It was blue.
No, it was teal. There was a teal.
It?
The teal wiggle.
Oh, the teal wiggle.
Because that's what it rhymed.
Because it rhymed.
Favourite song? I'll go first. Should I go first?
Okay.
Wake Up Joffa was my favourite one. Yeah.
No, I preferred Hot Tomato. Hot tomato.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there was that other one that I used to always do the dance. The you know about the, Newspaper Mama. Do we have a bit there?
Their early days when they were the Insects.
Yes.
Because they were Insects before they became the Wiggles.
Really?
Yeah, they were like a rock band.
Were they? Yeah. And so Newspaper Mama, was that before the the Pink Wiggle came in.
I think so. Yeah, I think that was like real early days of it.
What do they get round in? What do they tool round in the Wiggles?
That car. Oh, that blue. No, is it blue?
The blue. The blue. I thought it was. Is it like a motorbike? Is it a blue motorbike?
No, it's a blue car. It's a blue car. It's just a small one.
Oh, yeah. No, it's that van. It's a blue van.
Is it?
Yeah. I remember now.
Oh, because it wouldn't all fit if it was a motorbike. Yeah.
No, hey, give us a call, 13 10 60. We're obviously talking about our favourite Wiggles moments, memories.
They loved Thomas. They loved Bluey, but most of all, they loved the Wiggles.
Is that their names?
No. They're the kids' shows they loved, and Wiggles was up there.
Yeah, right. Okay. Let's go to Jesse quickly. G'day, Jesse.
G'day. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. We're talking about favourite Wiggles memories. Do you have any?
Oh, I've got some absolutely grand fond memories of the Wiggles, seeing them live, but I'm not sure what the go is, guys, but there's no Pink Wiggle.
The pink one. We've had her on, Emma.
Yes.
I believe she was yellow, wasn't she? Took after good old Greg.
Hang on. Let's go to our next call and we'll check, because maybe we are wrong. Sala, g'day.
Hey, no, there's definitely Emma the Pink Wiggle.
Oh yeah, I thought so too. What was your favourite Wiggles moment or memory? Did you share any of ours?
Yeah, so actually, my mum named my brother after a Wiggle. Jake.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And when we were younger, we'd go, "Wake up, Jake."
Yeah, that's so good. Let's go back to Jesse quicker than there. Jesse, I think maybe you're mistaken, but was there anything else we were wrong about? Because I must admit, I love them, but I'm not an aficionado.
No, everything else you're saying seems to sound right to me, but yeah, I just don't remember any Pink Wiggles.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess agreed.
Did you like Wake Up Jake as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good stuff. Let's go to Lisa quickly, because I think Lisa maybe has a fact for us. Lisa, have you got a fact for us about the Wiggles that some people might not know?
Yeah, so when we talk about the Pink Wiggle, I thought that was Sophie Monk's debut, and it really made her shine as the Pink Wiggle.
I forget that Sophie Monk was the Pink Wiggle.
Yeah, I think it was a really highlight, like a real good highlight for her career, becoming the Pink Wiggle.
Did she join? That was after Bardot, yeah?
Yeah, that was after Bardot.
Okay, let's go quickly to thank you, Lisa. That's fantastic. Let's go to Carol there. G'day, Carol.
Yeah, hi. I love your show, by the way.
Love you.
It's definitely a yellow Wiggle. I have a niece that's just crazy about it.
I think she might be wearing the wrong colour, your niece. Where did you get the costume from?
You buy them from the shops anywhere. She has yellow and black, and she has yellow bows in her hair.
Carol, I don't want to be the one to say this, but I feel as a colourblind person, I can 100% say this.
She's okay. Yellow Wiggle.
So she is Sophie Monk.
No. Emma, she used to be married to Lockie, actually.
Sophie Monk.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, for your drive home, the Savo coming up real soon. Today's Fungal in the Jungle Challenge, guys.
But up next, who wants to win $23,994,180 Thai baht?
Nah, I'd rather win $1 million alpha bucks, thank you.
Yes, that's what you'll win.
Oh, is that what it is in Thai baht?
Yeah.
Thai what?
Yeah, Thai baht.
Thai baht.
Yeah.
So it's alpha Thai baht.
It's alpha Thai baht. Or would you like to know it? The Swiss franc. It is 672,318.67 Swiss franc.
$1 million sounds so much better.
All right,
we're giving away $1 million bucks.
What about the dong? No, we're done.
$1 million dongs.
It's coming up next. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
$1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
This has never been done before. We are giving away $1 million guaranteed, Bickers.
It could be you. If you haven't registered, sign up for the free listener app. Search for Carrie and Tommy, then fill out the competition entry form and you could be a part of it.
And you do all that and you could be as lucky as Jared here. G'day, Jared.
Hey, Tommy. How you doing? And Carrie, how you doing?
Very, very well. Jared, how often have you played this in the car and thought, oh, my God, I would have won cash if that was me?
A lot, a lot. And now I'm sitting here thinking I'm going to turn out like everyone else.
No, brother, I've got faith in you.
That's
I've got
a loser attitude.
I've got a good feeling about this, Jared. Have some confidence. Go in with confidence.
I've got some. I'm going to win a million.
How would a million change your life, Jared?
Oh, heaps, heaps. I'd definitely give a fair bit away to family and friends, but after that, it would change our life so much. It'd be so good.
What would the first night be like?
We'd probably need cameras because no one would remember.
That's hey, more like it.
Jared, here's how it's going to work. You've got 30 seconds to answer all 10 questions. We take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. 10 questions correctly. You get yourself 10 grand, but more importantly, you get yourself a spot on Million Dollar Day where you can win that million that we have been talking about. Pass if you don't have an answer. We'll come back to it if we have time. The time starts at the end of your first question. Your letter for today is an absolute ripper. It is T for Tommy.
Perfect.
Are you ready to go?
Ready. Ready.
Let's play. Name something in the kitchen.
Tomato sauce.
A country.
Tanzania.
An animal.
Tiger.
A type of sauce.
Pass.
A brand of tea.
Times.
A sport.
Tennis.
A book title.
The Wizard.
An Australian singer.
Pass.
A 90s movie.
The Land Before Time.
A fashion designer.
Tom Perry.
Oh. Jared, you were so close. I just want to give you, I wish I could give you extra points for The Land Before Time. I remember those
so
toys.
Stressful.
I know. Hey, Jared, unfortunately, you didn't get 10 correct, but you did awesome. Thank you for getting involved.
Thank you for having us. I had to good say up. Tomato sauce already.
We could have also taken Tabasco and tartar. Yeah. But, mate, you did great. Thank you, and have a
awesome.
Good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson here.
Hi, it's Emily Blunt here.
It's Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
There'll be nothing cruisy about this jungle adventure.
Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
Yeah, we are celebrating the release of Disney's Jungle Cruise by sending you guys for a night in the jungle to see if you can survive.
Yep, but it's not that easy. Every day we are given a challenge, and if we don't pass the challenge, we get vital items taken from us, such as my pants, which are already gone. Sonda, what is today's item that is on the line?
What's the most vital item for you?
Whiskey.
Yep, that's it.
Mm. Oh, no.
But I don't even want that.
Great. Don't help Tommy here if you don't want to drunk
amazing.
Tommy in the jungle.
Amazing. But I feel like... Although he will be annoying if he doesn't have his whiskey. Yeah. This is a tricky one.
And
for me.
Also, on a serious note, it is an antiseptic.
So if I get stung by it,
you're going to let someone pour that out and it doesn't go in your mouth.
Yes. But or if you hurt yourself, you can drink it for a bit of pain
relief.
Numbing.
I don't think that's. What?
Medical advice, don't seek your doctor for a second info.
I've made it easy for you. Yeah. We're taking one of your favourite games.
Yeah.
And we're making it a jungle edition.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 dog.
Great. But jungle edition.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 jungle animal.
Okay, this is great. This is great. You obviously know the game if you're listening, but it's just we were played different barks. I have to guess which dog it is. I'm assuming today is different jungle noises.
Absolutely. Well. There's five jungle animals. Great. If you get 5 out of 5, you get whiskey. And if not, nothing.
Are we working together?
No.
Yes.
5 out of 5.
Are we working together?
You can work together. Great. Excuse me. I make the rules. It's 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5 is...
Surely it's also your game, mate. I'd like in there.
Yeah, I've got a Game Boy on our list as well.
No, I want like chocolate or something.
You had an opportunity to write down everything you want to take into the jungle.
You wanted to share lists as well.
Actually, I did see, because you said tent, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't let you finish because in brackets that was made of chocolate, wasn't it?
No, I do also just want a tent.
That'd be awesome. Imagine melting.
All right, here is your first animal.
Ha 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 ha! Is that a parrot or a squeezy toy?
You can't be.
It's a squeezy toy in the bar.
Sorry.
Is it a parrot? It would be something in someone's house. It sounds like it was shot. It was the sound was from a house. So what do you keep in the house?
Give us it again.
Polly want a cracker? That kind of thing?
I was thinking some kind of small monkey.
Okay, you go. This is for your whiskey, so you need to.
I think it's a spider monkey. Oh!
Well done, mate. Well done. Oh, okay, one down. You've got this.
Suck on that, Sonda.
I was not expecting that.
Oh, okay. KK, good
right.
job.
Animal number two.
Is that you singing? That's a frog, yeah? Aren't they frogs?
I started to think that they might all be monkeys now. Do you think frog?
What do you think, yeah. Jess?
I
or do you know?
I know.
I don't know. I feel like that's a pond you can hear. I mean, I guess okay. These are make-believe sounds, but I feel like it's a pond and often they're around and they talk to each other and it goes wong, 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 wong.
There's no chance it's a bird?
A high chance.
No.
A high chance.
Okay, so
no,
somehow.
You know, because yeah. I'm going to give
yeah,
it to
frog.
You.
Yeah, great.
Frog. Always a dart frog.
Thank you, Jesse.
Oh, my specific. God.
Yeah. 2 out of 2. You're getting your whiskey.
Oh, good.
Okay.
All right, animal number 3.
Well, that's a bird.
Yeah.
A toucan or something like
parrot
that.
Parrot or something.
Yeah.
Toucan.
It's a bit, yes. Yeah, parrot. It's
yeah,
parrot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
It's a macaw parrot. I'll give
yeah!
you that.
How is this possible?
Sit on it and spin, mate.
Oh, my God.
We've still got 2 more. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Sorry. Get off it and stand up.
Let's not be Gladys in the pandemic.
Yeah,
call
sorry.
It all too soon.
Sorry. It's a weird place to get political, but sure.
I've been waiting for the right
just wrote that one in bed last night. All right, animal number 4.
Yeah. Lion, tiger.
Yeah, I reckon it's.
What's in the jungle? Are they? They're tigers,
I reckon
aren't
it's
they?
It's a tiger, yeah. Or a jaguar.
Yeah.
It's a jaguar.
Or a tiger Puma. Jaguar.
You've got to give us to us if we're in the catty region.
Yeah, it's a cat. It's a big cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to come
Lion?
Back to that one, mate?
Yeah, let's come back to that
okay.
one. Yep.
Yeah. 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 All right, this is number 5.
So I'm to get off the phone.
It's a rattlesnake, isn't it? Isn't it a rattlesnake? And someone watching something in the background.
Yeah. Is it a man washing his rattlesnake too aggressively?
I don't know. I would have thought, I thought a snake, a rattlesnake.
I honestly can't even tell what I'm listening
no.
to there. Is it a snake of sorts? No,
no.
Well, that's not our answer. That's good. Is it a big animal? Is it an elephant or something? No. Is it?
What about? Is it in the water and it's flowing and it's water like a rhinoceros?
Oh, it's a hippo.
A hippo.
Yeah.
A hippo. Oh.
What is it?
It's an alligator.
Oh,
hissing.
What that was.
Hissing?
The
no,
alligators
it wasn't.
Hiss.
No. So you guys get one where you got it wrong. Now
yeah.
give us that last one again.
If we get this last yeah. one and we can pick between cheetah, tiger, jaguar, or lion, will you give us the whiskey?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Did you get this cat
call.
Right?
Have we said it right? Have
is
we
it
said
a cat?
The answer
is
so far?
Is it a
far?
Cat?
Well, yeah, it's a big cat.
Have we
said
mentioned
it?
The answer?
No.
No.
Because
no.
I would have given it to
you. You got 10 seconds.
Okay, here we go.
What's one of the other big cats? Puma, cheetah, jaguar?
Is it a puma?
You said puma, though, didn't
oh,
you?
Oh, did we? We've already said that. Leopard.
Lion. Leopard.
Leopard.
Yes!
Yes! Back to sit on and spin, Sonda.
Dizzy's Jungle Cruise in cinemas July 29 and on Disney Plus with premiere access July 30.
Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon and coming up very soon, the paper quiz, despite the fact that it's a Wednesday.
Mmm, what do you got there, Bickers? What do you got in your hot little hand there?
Oh, don't I have something that you might want if you're listening now? I have a clue that could make you a millionaire. We're talking million-dollar alpha bucks. Tomorrow morning, if you want to play with Brekkie, I can give you this clue, and it'll answer one of the answers for you. In fact, it's very helpful because it helps tell you the letter as well.
So suddenly you only need 9 answers right then to get through.
And you can do a little prep work in your head about just words because you know the letter it's
Yeah. Give it to us.
Your clue for tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for Million Dollar Alpha Bucks is June.
Oh, I'm thinking of J words. I'm thinking of J words. I'm thinking of J words. And if you go to a song, I'll have one by the end of it.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
Around the country for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little. And usually, guys, we do this on a Tuesday, but yesterday, Bickers tried to kill it.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Gary and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
This is like a cat that's got 9 lives, this segment. Nothing can kill it. Can you do this while I eat my lunch? Because I'm very late to having lunch today. And I'm really wanting to keep eating.
Okay. Okay. Let's see how we go. Me and you, Jess.
Question number one.
What is it? What have you got there?
Pokeball.
Pokeball. Always disappointing.
It's really yum.
If they weren't healthy, no one would ever eat them.
Really yum.
If that was junk food, would you eat it?
No.
There's no way. I also think it's questionable eating an egg. There's a hard-boiled egg in that. Eating an egg in public. But anyway, Jesse.
It won't stop me.
Which 1972 movie musical holds the record for most Oscars won by a film which did not win the Academy Award for Best Picture?
1972.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, great.
No.
Oh.
Movie musical? What's a movie musical?
Like a movie that's a musical, like Cats.
Oh, no. So it doesn't mean like Chicago. Phantom of the Opera or something.
Why not?
Because they were stage shows.
But I think it...
Wouldn't it mean like Tootsie or some like...
Oh, God.
Not that, but... Singing in the Rain? Oh, yeah.
Great one, Eli. Good. Lock it in.
What is the name of the train that runs from Adelaide to Darwin?
The Garn. Sorry, I meant to be eating.
Oh, here we go, a Garn. That's what you say when you get on it for the second time.
You want a Garn, don't you?
Not a Garn. but yes, once. Once would be nice.
A polyandrous woman has more than one what?
Partner.
Is that what you
are? No, polyandrous, not polyamorous.
Polyandrous, more than one dress? what do you reckon?
Polyandrous? I don't know.
Polyandrous.
More than one... Oh, no. I was going to say eye colour.
Oh, it's not a bad shower. We got nothing else.
I had a friend who had one blue eye and one grey eye.
Really?
It was stunning. I mean, she's still alive. Hey, Jen.
Can I ring her and ask if she's polyandrous? Make sure you're specific about the polyandrous, not polyamorous.
Yeah.
Polyandrous. More than one. Must be a body part, maybe.
Chicken?
Andrus.
Hey.
Name?
More than one name, a double-barreled name. Let's lock all those in.
Great.
Question number four, what is the capital city of Haiti?
It is.
Well,
you know when they have all the hurricanes and the stuff, all the looting and stuff, it's in Santa.
That's gross when you're chewing.
Sorry.
I think the food makes you smarter. You've been really good.
Santa.
You're just hungry the other days.
Are you saying I've been really bad for most of them?
Yeah.
Haiti. It is San Jose or San... I don't know. San something.
All I remember is that Wycliffe from the Fugees is from there because he went over.
Oh, to help out.
Yeah, to help out. Yeah.
Okay, San something. Question number 5. Franz Schubert asked to be buried near which other renowned composer?
Franz Sockbert?
Bach.
Yeah, I'll be... No, no, it's okay. Stop. I've got to stop.
Bark.
Yeah, great. Bark.
Alrighty, question number one was, which 1972 movie musical holds the record for most Oscars won by a film which did not win the Academy Award for Best Picture? And the answer is Cabaret.
Ooh. Okay.
What is the name for the train that runs from Adelaide to Darwin? It is the GAN.
Yeah.
Ah, this is interesting. A polyandrous woman has more than one what? Because I think you are on the right track.
With a body part?
No. With partners. It is husband.
Oh, Jesse, you absolutely really screwed us on that one.
I reckon that counts. Yeah. I reckon that counts. Yeah, good. We had it straight off the bat, and good. He was like, no.
Then what is polyamorous?
It's just a collective noun for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to question you again because we know how that ends.
Yeah.
The capital city of Haiti is not San anything. It starts with Port.
Moresby. Oh. No, that's Papua New Guinea, isn't it?
Port-au-Prince.
Ah, oh, Port-au-Prince.
Ah, Port-au-Prince.
I do remember that now.
Cool. Franz Schubert asked to be buried near which other renowned composer? It is not Mozart or Bach. It is Beethoven.
Ah!
God.
All right.
One out of five, guys.
Not eating. It was delicious, though.
Oh, that's
Thanks
good.
For asking. Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.